Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. And Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent. What he does is he goes out and he tells us what's happening in area stages and screens. He sees movies. He sees shows. He tells us about them. He tells us about things we should see, what we should be doing. And it's a delight to have him with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Excellent. So you went to see the big Kingsman movie, The Golden Circle.
Yes, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes of...
Wow.
Yeah, it's long, of close to that, of good laughs and good fun and nihilism and gruesome violence.
Well, that I guess that probably adds on the extra 40 minutes, you think?
Yeah, probably. Probably. well, let me tell you how Julianne Moore is introduced.
Oh, good.
She's the international drug kingpin who sets the whole thing in process, and she has her new henchman take her old henchman and feed him alive, headfirst, into a meat grinder.
All right.
So there you go. Light and fluffy. It's got a lot of the same cast from the first movie. Colin Firth, Mark Strong, Halle Berry's in it, Jeff Bridges, Channing Tatum is in it. It's interesting, you know. It's just the way they make action movies now. What it is is the director Matthew Vaughn, writer director, would really like to make Bond movies, so he makes his version of a Bond movie. So it's like a Roger Moore Bond movie, although 10 times goofier and 20 times more violent.
I have to say, I was walking through the Cineplex, and they had this like enormous, like building sized cardboard construction for this movie, and I was sort of walking by it as you would walk along a city block.
Yeah.
And I would just see like Julianne Moore and you see Colin Firth, and I was like just walking around sort of looking at the end of the feet or the thighs, yeah, of these various people as I was walking by. And I did do a double take. I was like, oh, Colin Firth, was he in there? Like,
yeah.
Not Colin Firth, Channing Tatum.
Briefly.
Yeah.
He shows up at the beginning. And then as part of the plot device, he sort of disappears for most of the movie, but he comes back at the end. And I will give Matthew Vaughn credit. He found a way to have a brief Channing Tatum dance scene.
There you go.
So, you know, something for the Magic Mike crowd.
More nihilism.
Okay. Pretty much.
All right. What else is happening here? What can we do tonight?
Tonight, lots of things tonight. There is An Evening with the Cowboy Junkies at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson. That's at 8 o'clock. Legendary Canadian folk rock, emphasis on the quiet folk band. Tonight at MPAC, there is a film. It's by Boudry Lorenz. It's called Telepathic Improvisation. It's based on a 1974 musical work by the late Pauline Oliveros, who was, of course, a Rensselaer professor. It was actually filmed at MPAC using their fancy new equipment.
Mm.
That's at 7 o'clock. I think it's only $6. So,
oh, not bad.
Not bad.
Good deal. Price for students.
Exactly. And then we have the opening of Berkshire Theater Group's production of Lost Lake, a one-act play by David Auburn. It's in the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. It's tonight at 7. That's a preview, and the show runs through October 22nd. Tomorrow night is Troy Night Out in downtown Troy, and the theme is Traveling Circus. So they're going to have all circus-themed fun around Monument Square and the environs.
That's great.
Something for kids, something for the older folks. Saturday night at the Egg, part of the Dance in Albany series, it's Tango Fire, which is a troupe of a dozen dancers from Buenos Aires. Looks
cool.
Really good. You can check out a YouTube video if you go to the Egg website. That's at 8 o'clock.
Tango Fire at the Egg, Saturday, 8 o'clock.
And the intro music is traditional Indian music virtuoso Samir Gupta. He's got a small group. He's going to be at Mass Mocha in North Adams Saturday at 8 o'clock. And as I have said before, the future of rock shows, we have the Sonic Spindle Experience, the music of the era 1966-67, featuring three regional cover bands, Backward Dream, Stone Revival Band, and The Wheel. That's at Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, Saturday at 7 p.m. Saturday night at...
I'm sorry, why do you believe this is the future of rock?
Because the old 60s rock stars will all be dead.
Okay, so you have people playing them.
People will still want to hear it.
Okay.
So there will be cover bands and tribute bands and...
So you just dress them up, put them on stage, and start over.
It'll probably last for like 3 decades because the marketing has been so thorough. You know, they've infected the children with the interest in baby boomer music. So, you know, it's going to go on for a while. Saturday night at the Capitol Theater in Rome, New York, there's going to be a murder mystery double feature. Charlie Chan in Egypt, which is interesting because it has Rita Hayworth when she was still Rita Cancino. Oh. So before she became a big star. And Murder, She Said, which is one of the Miss Marple movies starring Margaret Rutherford from the early 60s.
Oh, that's great.
Those are great.
Yeah.
And in between, there's going to be a sort of a live murder mystery thing on stage, and there are prizes.
Oh, if you solve the mystery or?
Exactly. If you solve the murder, you win the prize, apparently.
Excellent.
So that's at the Capitol Theater in Rome, Saturday night at 7. Okay.
What's wrong?
This is...
You seem to be choking on this one. What's wrong?
Because I'm going to say this. It's Saturday night at 7 p.m., but the marquee confused me on Madison.
Okay. All right.
So consult their website for the actual time.
Okay.
It's a special event, The Legend of Boggy Creek. You're probably a little young for that, a couple of years. Do you remember that movie?
No.
All right. I saw it when I was 9. It's a Bigfoot movie. It was made in Louisiana by an amateur filmmaker. It cost $100,000. It's a completely non-actor cast, which presents itself pretty obviously. And it made $25 million, according to Wikipedia, and was the 10th highest grossing movie of 1972. It's gloriously terrible. The one big scene that I remember as a kid that scared people and made them also laugh was a hillbilly, because that's the way they present them, as hillbillies,
yeah.
Settles down on the toilet, and then Bigfoot's arm comes in the window, and then he jumps up screaming and runs out.
Well, there you go.
And there's going to be a panel discussion with filmmaker Bruce G. Hallenbeck. He makes wonderful low-budget horror movies, and he's also a critic. We used to write for the same paper a long time ago. And he's a fun guy, and he's very knowledgeable. And Sunday night at Cafe Lena, it's a sort of contemporary sort of bluegrass, but, you know, genre-bending band called the Appleseed Collective. Apparently, they made a big impression when they played Cafe Lena for the first time last year, and now they're returning.
Coming back.
Bunch of new movies. The big one is, of course, Battle of the Sexes.
Steve Carell, Emma Stone.
Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, looks fun.
And it's a fun story. Then we have Woodshock, which is sort of a hallucinatory drug violence movie with Kirsten Dunst. It's kind of hard what it's about to figure out what it's about from the trailer. Then we have American Made with Tom Cruise as a pilot recruited by the CIA to run guns and drugs and all sorts of things into Panama and Nicaragua back in the golden 80s. Looks like a big action comedy, actually.
Good stuff.
And then Flatliners, the remake of Flatliners.
Oh.
Yeah, the trailer makes it seem more like a horror movie. Well, it was sort of a weird... I didn't get it, so you may like it. I've literally seen the trailer like
as
10.
As we said in the last segment, if you're into that kind of thing.
I mentioned it because they've been running. I've seen the trailer literally 10 times over the summer.
Mm.
And I still am sort of confused whether it's a ghost story or a horror movie or a...
Don't ask too many questions.
Medical drama? Fine. Enjoy.
Real quick, one thing I want to mention, too, is that our friends at Hancock Shaker Village are having the amazing Dar Williams, dinner with Dar Williams. She has written this incredible new book, What I Found in 1,000 Towns, A Traveling Musician's Guide to Rebuilding America's Communities, One Coffee Shop Dog Run, and Open Mic Night at a Time. It's a fascinating book. She's actually going to be on the roundtable next month, but she's amazing. The book is incredible. And if you go to HancockShakerVillage.org, you can find out more information. But it's Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield. So mention
Terrific.
That as well.
Terrific.
Sean, have a great week. Thank you,
you
very much. We'll talk to you next week, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.